I mean, after a week of everyone here, we're back with four of us here once again. Isaac's been missing. Who's been missing the most?
Isaac. Mark and Isaac.
How many times has Mark been missing? Four?
Wait, for the episodes?
Yeah.
Then just, yeah, it's just me then.
Anything exciting happening? Kayla, you got AirPods?
Oh, yeah.
You got AirPods? Yeah. How are they?
They're good. Definitely. I don't know if they're worth the hype.
Really?
Because everybody, yeah, people make it seem like they're incredible.
Because there's no wires.
Yeah, incredible. And don't get me wrong, they're like really nice to have. Like, don't have to worry about the wires. It's actually come like in handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, not even joking. I actually really
enjoy. Have you tried like calling?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel cool just
yeah,
having
like,
it.
You don't need to have to worry about having that little mic part like right there.
And when you walk around, and you see other people with wires, do you feel like dominant?
No, I don't.
Really? Maybe you just haven't.
That's
had
a misconception.
Yeah, no, you gotta. Maybe it hasn't hit you yet.
Yeah, I don't think it has.
Yeah, your ego's gonna go up.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. God hopefully damn. Not. Yeah, I was like, hopefully not.
So my so speaks good. From experience.
Yeah, I let.
I wonder how you're gonna act when you get.
I let Mark borrow my AirPods for like a week.
I was renting them.
That's all he had on. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, what? I couldn't hear you.
Oh my god, I remember. You would walk into PE with them, just like, who's guy else?
It was good. I liked them.
You walked into PE with them?
Yeah. Yeah, when I'm listening to music, I'm walking from the hallway.
Oh.
Passing period.
Yeah, music is all you listen to now.
Come on.
I mean, they're pretty cool. When I first got them, I was so amazed. Maybe, have you used them at the gym?
Yeah, that's why I like them even more.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to worry, like, where am I going to put my phone? I could just put it, like, on the side.
Mm-hmm. It's so much like better that. When you, like, just use like them in practice. Practicality, like when you go to the gym, so much better.
And then the iOS 13,
yeah,
with that new feature,
right?
What is it, guy?
Kayla, we could share audio.
How? I don't.
If we link up our phones and we put like share audio, it connects to both of our AirPods, and we could be watching like
music
God. Together.
Kayla,
put on your favorite song. Okay, put your pods on. Wait, if you borrow one pod, one AirPod,
we'll all listen to the same thing.
We could all listen to it.
How about Isaac?
He has... Oh, that's true. Wait, no, we still have enough.
No,
we don't.
Two.
How about we just play the music on speaker?
Or on the speaker.
Oh, that's true, yeah. But that's not as fun. Yeah, also, I learned how to drive today, which is exciting. You know, by the time they're hearing this, it's my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Gal's birthday is on Sunday, June 9th.
Right now. Like today.
Oh,
it's today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. We'll give you guys some time.
What?
No, like.
Do we sing it?
No, they're singing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're singing it?
Okay. Can we sing with them?
No. You can sing with them.
Yeah, you can.
Go ahead, all right.
Follow Mark's lead.
Start it off.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah. Oh, you want me to finish it?
No, I want you to finish it,
Happy
of course.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. Happy birthday, dear Jill. Happy birthday to you.
Wait, what did he say? Ocho?
Thank you.
Ocho?
Ocha?
What's that?
What did he say at the end?
Cha 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 cha.
Many
ultra.
More.
Ocha, no. Right?
Ultra?
And many more.
Wait, what did he say?
You mean ultra?
Ultra?
Ocha.
Ultra?
How are
it's
you
not
saying
a beauty
it?
Store?
Ulta. That's Ulta.
Okay. Oh. What are you saying?
I don't know. Like,
pronounce it again.
Way.
No, okay.
Oh, are you talking about like.
It's Ultra.
Oh, Ultra. Okay.
Wait, why do you.
I thought it was Ultra.
Wait, why do you say Ultra?
Wait, what?
What does that mean?
Like at the end of the birthday song?
Yeah.
Wait. Who says that?
I don't know. I heard someone. I heard someone say
from
it.
From where?
And I say it.
From where?
From other people.
A fiesta.
Ultra.
I don't know.
Charming.
Charming.
Oh yeah.
Say charming.
Ultra.
Charming. And then and many more.
Oh, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But thank you for singing me happy birthday. If you sang along with Mark, you're a real one, and I appreciate you. But yeah, I learned how to drive today. Well, 4 days prior to when you're hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was in Tokyo Drift. Like, I could hear it playing like, boom, 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 boom. It was scary. Thomas is now the only one that has never touched the wheel. Has Isaac?
No, I don't think. Oh, he touched a skateboard.
Oh, very funny.
Thomas has ridden a bike.
But Thomas, you started going to the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is it? You finally started going after a few months of a break.
I think it was last episode where I talked about why I stopped going to the gym and why it was like a really bad atmosphere because of like all the people that go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started going again Monday. And honestly, it's been great. Like, even though I was really tired today, like, Monday and Tuesday have been, I don't know, I feel a lot more active and not so lazy anymore.
Wow. That's good, productive.
However, I really, really hate it when, like, I see people from school. Like, it bothers me so much.
There's a lot of people from school. Right.
It's just not it.
I saw the cutest thing at the gym.
What?
Remember that couple?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was this one kid that I see at school, and it was his girlfriend.
Was it?
It was a...
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god, it was so cute. It was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna work out together. I don't usually see that, and that's why I'm so surprised.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I was like, he was like fangirling. He's like, oh my god.
Yes, because they're oh my. They went
but
to
like
seeing
couples
together.
At the gym together is not uncommon.
No, but like high schoolers. I mean, it's not even that common to see like other people our age to go to the gym and to see like a couple.
We see a lot of our... Okay, whatever.
Okay, maybe it was just because it was them.
Yeah. Like, maybe it was just part of their fan club or something.
No, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no. Tom started going to the gym. He's been getting his little pump. Getting more active. Have you been eating right?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, before you didn't eat right?
I had a problem where I could never eat enough calories. Oh. Like, I could never eat enough. Ever. Like, I tried eating so much in one day, but I don't know. It was just really hard for me to reach that goal. And I think it was because, like, I put the goal, like, my goal, my weight goal, like, and I think it's because my goal weight was, like, wrong, you know?
Wait, why was it wrong?
What do you mean?
Your calories were too high?
Like, my goal was to gain, like, this many pounds, but...
Uh-huh. Well, the calories were not right. To like, or like to achieve that goal?
No. I just think I chose the wrong goal. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I just chose that.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, the calories were, like, kind of too high for me, so.
Yeah, so the calories were too high.
So that makes sense.
And I think it's, I mean, I don't know, but I've been controlling my eating. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Has
Gael doesn't
helping
let
you?
Me eat anything bad.
Oh, so he's been helping you.
Like, I can eat, like, half a churro, and then he'll... hide it from me.
Yeah. Dude, it annoys me when Thomas and I are on this little tracking our calories, and then Thomas tries to get like a hot Cheeto bag, and I have to hold him back.
Hold on.
No, that's not what annoys me. What annoys me is when I hold you back, and everybody else gets mad at me for holding you back, and they're like, oh my god, Gael, just let him eat. I'm like, oh, that annoys me so much.
Yesterday was a beach. So, like, that's why I...
Is that what they told you, Kyle?
Yeah. They were like, oh, my God, okay, just let me get one bag. I'm like, no, no, he can't.
I ate 4 veggie straws and he got mad at me.
That's not true.
Wait, what's wrong with veggie straws?
That's not true.
Good.
That's not true.
Yeah, they're made out of vegetables.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's why they're called veggie straws.
Yeah. Kyle, how do you plan on celebrating your birthday?
I'm just going to eat food at home with you guys if you guys come over.
Wait, with us?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Right now. You're invited. You're invited.
I'm gonna go.
Come today. Today at 2.
Oh, it's today.
Yeah.
It's today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
It's today.
Do you want to plan like a big party?
Yeah.
You ever like thought of that? Planning a huge party? Like one of those high school parties.
When I'm older, but I don't know. It doesn't really seem fun to me. Mm. You know, those the huge parties with lots of people. I don't like inviting too many people to my birthdays because
you like a small party.
Yeah, or else you have to worry about having everyone have fun and stuff and making sure it's entertaining and
so
not
those
just
are the
sport.
Cons?
Those are the cons.
What are the pros?
More people.
No, pros to a small party.
Oh, it's more intimate, it's a little more relaxed, a little more casual, less money. Why would you want a big party?
I was thinking about it.
Really?
Yeah. Like I was doing something and then I just thought, you know, what if I planned a really huge party for my birthday?
Cuz I never 16th birthday?
Yeah, cuz I never plan a birthday where friends come over. And so like I just thought,
yeah, why not?
Where?
I don't know. I'm at my place.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Wait, why have you never done that before?
I guess I was shy.
Aw, you're a shy boy.
Yeah, I was shy. Small. Basically, I'm just shy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. That's why I never planned a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd have a pool party then?
Basically. And you know that one building?
Yeah, yeah.
Over there? I don't know, do something there. Yeah. Have like a Nintendo Switch or something for like people to play.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then everyone's going to be there naked and shirtless. And everyone from school's going to be there. Right?
Oh.
When's your birthday?
Someone say my birthday.
September
14th. Oh, it's in September. I thought it was during
the 24th.
Right? Scared me. Yeah, September 24th.
I mean, I just knew it was in September.
I thought it was in July.
Oh my god.
You're lying. Wait, isn't it gonna be cold by then?
Oh yeah. Do you want a pool party?
I think it was that.
During fall.
I just have a small party. I don't care.
Alright.
It was just a plan.
Yeah, that's just cool.
Just for fun.
Yeah, no, that's good. Good on you.
Yeah.
Kayla, how do you feel about parties? What did you really do for your birthday?
You didn't do something, right?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think we did anything, no.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. It's just, I didn't feel like doing anything.
I wanted to take Kayla out to eat.
What?
But like,
I never said that.
She just didn't invite us.
But like, those,
okay.
Like,
TFCI, you know.
The weeks during her like birthday and like the next following week.
Oh yeah, every week was busy.
Yeah, it was busy, so like we never got to go out and eat.
Oh well, we better celebrate it.
I kind of wanted to go roller skating though.
Yeah. We should do it.
You guys kind of like resonated.
Cool. Yeah, that's fun.
For my birthday, I'm not sure what to do because I don't really like celebrating birthdays. I don't know. I just kind of don't like it. I mean, I never had a memorable birthday party. Last year, like, I always invite, like, you know, a good amount of people. Like, I say, like, 10. I don't know. I don't know what to do this year. I might just have a little get-together or go out to eat. But other than that, I don't have any other plans.
When's your birthday?
Oh, August 6th. So, I'm a Leo.
Ooh.
You're a Leo?
Gross.
Yeah. A Zodiac Leo?
Gal, you're a Gemini. And, like, it's the Two-faced most hated sign.
Because we're right all the time.
I'm
fellow Geminis. My Geminis.
Your little Gemini came out of you.
Yeah, you're right. It does come out sometimes.
Well, what's Leos? What's so popular about Leos?
Well, I mean, I always read basic. The same thing.
What? Aren't they outgoing?
Yeah.
Outgoing.
Sociable.
Yeah.
Those are the good ones. What's a bad one?
I'm going to Google it.
Leo.
So it says on this website that Leo's strengths are creative, passionate, generous, weaknesses. Warm-hearted. What?
How about the weaknesses?
Oh, cheerful and humorous. But their weaknesses is that they're arrogant, stubborn,
okay,
self-centered,
okay,
lazy,
yeah,
inflexible,
yeah.
Oh.
And they dislike being ignored, facing difficult reality, not being treated like a king or a queen. But it does say that people born under the sign of Leo are natural born leaders.
Thomas, you're a king. You know that?
Maybe zodiacs are real. Kayla, you are onto something. Wow. What are mine?
Okay.
Two-faced bitch.
That's what
I've heard about Geminis.
Really? Yeah.
They're two-faced.
So, for Geminis, I already had it. Okay. For Geminis, your strengths are For Geminis, their strengths are gentle, affectionate, curious, adaptable, ability to learn quickly, and exchange ideas. Their weaknesses are that they're nervous, inconsistent, and indecisive. You dislike being alone, being confined, repetition, and routine.
That's the opposite.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not so true.
Let me look for Kayla's.
Taurus. What are you?
I'm a Taurus.
A Taurus.
Stubborn. I know they're stubborn.
Yeah.
Libra.
Which sign is that again?
Irrelevant.
Whatever.
Kayla, your strengths are that you're reliable, patient, practical, devoted, responsible, and stable, which sounds like her.
I would say so.
Her weaknesses are that she's stubborn, possessive, and uncompromising. Okay. She dislikes sudden changes, complications, insecurity of any kind, and synthetic fabrics.
You're insecure.
Synthetic fabrics.
I don't know what that means.
Girl, I hate fabric. Those too.
Synthetic is like, is that like clothes?
Let me see. I'm
you don't
do
like
that.
Clothes.
Okay, Mark, you're a Libra.
A Libra. Yes. Gross.
Don't disrespect Libras.
I just don't know anything about Libras.
They're like balance and harmony. Because they're in the middle of the whole zodiac.
Okay, well, let's read. So your strengths are that you're cooperative, diplomatic, gracious, fair-minded, and social. Your weaknesses are that you're indecisive, avoids confrontations, will carry a grudge, self-pity.
Oh.
You dislike violence, injustice, loudmouths, and
conformity. What was that one? Loudmouth?
Yeah, like loud people. You dislike them. Can't keep secrets.
You dislike them.
Yeah. No, I think the weakness is that I'm a loudmouth.
No, your weaknesses are that you're indecisive, you avoid confrontations, you carry a grudge, and you self-pity yourself. Wait, you self-pity yourself? You pity yourself.
Pity me.
Pretty cool. I mean, they're kind of spot on, except Gael.
That's all we have for today. Not much. Isaac wasn't here. So once again, a podcast where not all of us are here. If you want to support us, you could buy a beanie at teenagetherapy.com and give us a rating on Apple Podcasts if you want. And you could also tell someone about our podcast. But that's about it. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.